top of mind. The Clarity Act's passage odds now sit at 50-50, Galaxy to 48%, Poly Market, down from 74% a month ago, with under 4 weeks before the August recess. Trump met Thursday with Senators Lummis and Moreno, White House Chief of Staff Wiles, and crypto advisor Patrick Witt, described as hugely positive by Kristen Smith, specifically to negotiate ethics language around Trump's $1.16 billion in 2025 crypto income. The ethics standoff, Democrats demand Trump family be barred from crypto profits, Republicans haven't conceded, is the single constraint on passage. Separately, Witt begins military leave July 27th, removing the administration's chief negotiator mid-stretch. Market structure. BTC spot traded $61,565,500 this week, driven by back-to-back soft inflation prints. June CPI, 0.4% MOM, lowest since April 2020, annual 3.5%, and June PPI, 0.3% MOM. Both pushed BTC to three-week highs near $65,500 before fading, currently 64K. ETF flows reversed sharply. The prior week's 190 sedimentos inflow, snapping 8 weeks of outflows, led by BlackRock IBIT 290 Nite Tuma, was immediately unwound by a 420 Miel Madonna single-day outflow Monday, largest in July. YTD net outflows, NUV 5.8 billion, June alone was a record, 4.51 billion. Whale flows bearish, two dormant wallets woke, 2,031 BTC, 188 MIT, 7-year dormancy, and 5,908 BTC, 383 MIT, 8-year dormancy, both transferred to new addresses. CryptoQuant's exchange whale ratio sits at 0.99. 99% of exchange BTC inflows currently from large transfers, historically bearish. On-chain bottom signals mixed, Glassnode flags 1 to 2 year holder realized losses rolling over, 30-day SMA peaking 75 man, then declining, as a potential bottom signal. Crypto quant bull score index at 20, below the 40 bear threshold, well short of 60 needed for sustained recovery. Policy and institutions. Circle OCC approval. Circle received OCC authorization to operate Circle National Trust, a federally chartered national trust bank. USDC infrastructure now under federal fiduciary oversight. Shares plunged 13% pre-market. Near-term impact reduces USDC counterparty risk perception, strengthens institutional on-ramp. Japan reclassification. Japan's Diet enacted crypto's reclassification from the Payment Services Act to the Financial Instruments and Exchange Act. Effective fiscal 2027 opens path for spot Bitcoin ETFs, cuts top capital gains tax rate from 55% to flat 20% starting 2028. DTCC tokenization live. DTCC began first limited production trades of tokenized stocks and treasuries, with JP Morgan, BlackRock, Goldman Sachs, and 40 others. Assets include QQQ, Microsoft, Circle, and SPY shares, interchangeable with traditional shares, not wrappers. US Gov crypto move. DOJ UB US Marshals transferred 188.97 MITMA in seized BTC PSETH to Coinbase Prime from Faras BTCE and Crucen cases. No confirmed sale. Coinbase Prime is the USMS custodian, separate from strategic Bitcoin reserve assets per Galaxy's Alex Thorne. Network and industry. Strategy pivot stress tested. MSTR down 70% plus from 52-week high, 94.0 versus 457 high. Holds 843,775 BTC at AVG 75,651 guas, 11 by underwater. CEO Fong Liu says debt risk only materializes sub $8.10k BTC. Strategy paused BTC purchases since June 22nd, raised 407 in MSTR shares for cash, lifting USD reserve to 3B. STRC preferred trading 88 hours below $100 per hour since May. Standard Chartered maintains 100K year-end target, but flags sailors' communication as muddying waters. CleanSpark 6.6B lease. CleanSpark signed a 20-year data center lease, 175B critical IT load, in Sandersville, Georgia, with an unnamed investment-grade tenant. 6.6 billion contracted revenue, rising to 11.6 billion with extensions. First deliveries Q4 2027. Texas portfolio LOI adds up to 885 MB diamond potential. Shares plumbed 20% pre-market, closed plums 9%. BIP 110 remains marginal, with mandatory signaling beginning August, only 1% of blocks show support. Sailor and Adam Back both publicly opposing. Ordinals inscriptions down 97% plus from 2023 peak. Bitcoin Core 31.1 released, fixes IP address leak in private broadcast, chain state compaction, and MuSig2 key aggregation bugs. Macro linkages. Inflation data drove the week's BTC recovery. June CPI, 0.4%, MoM, 3.5% annual, and PPI, 0.3% MoM. Both beat to the downside, cutting July Fed hike odds from 31% to 12% and triggering BTC's move from 62K to 65.5K, alongside 300 men in short liquidations. US-Iran war remains the counter-drag. Strait of Hormuz closure and Trump's guardian of the strait rhetoric caused Monday's sell-off towards 62K. NASDAQ 1%, WTI 75.80 BBL. Energy drove the CPI beat. A reversal in oil would feed directly back into inflation and cap rate cut expectations. Fed Chair Warsh testified hawkishly despite the soft data. No tolerance for persistently elevated inflation. No forward guidance. Market still pricing Yannon an 80% chance of at least one 2026 hike. July 28, 29, FOMC is the next catalyst. Standouts. Stanford study, 821 traders extracted 8.2 meters from Polymarket's 5-minute BTC contracts via last-second Binance price manipulation. 93% of losses fell on retail. Longer horizon contracts showed no manipulation. U.S. Treasury froze 131 mens in Iran-linked crypto wallets tied to IRGC and Central Bank of Iran per OFAC sanctions announced July 14. UK-US Joint Tokenization Framework, HM Treasury and U.S. Treasury published 10 non-binding recommendations to align stablecoin and tokenized asset rules, including a cross-border testing group, signals regulatory convergence ahead of October 2027 UK crypto regime. Binance exiting EU. Binance failed to obtain MiCA licensing and will stop serving EU clients. Only a small fraction of EU crypto firms hold licenses as MiCA fully takes effect. NYDIG report. If 2026 tracks prior bear markets structurally, a cycle low near 38-39K by October is possible. BTC is currently worst-performing major asset YTD, underperforming treasuries and silver, and